You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
A blinded veteran has helped Americans see how to overcome great adversity. Corporal Neftali Sanchez was 19 when he was wounded by an exploding grenade while on patrol in Korea. The explosion caused the loss of both his eyes and both his arms below the elbows. Instead of languishing in self-pity, Sanchez refused to abandon the bright future and full life he had envisioned for himself before his injury. After completing blind rehabilitation in 1955, he graduated from Pepperdine University in 1959 and received a master's degree 2 years later. Along the way, he discovered an organization that would serve him and to which he would dedicate much of his life for the next 47 years. The Blinded Veterans Association, BVA, offers any blinded veteran a variety of free services. For more information, visit www.bva.org or call 800-669-7079.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance Orlando, 407-232-7155, 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael, and I'm with some real good people today. My love of my life, Lynn Golder. Are you there?
I'm here. Welcome back co-host. To the second hour, everybody.
And we've got my buddy, co-host, Gary Sinclair. You there?
I am here.
And we have the beautiful, the vivacious, the adorable Catherine Basic.
Hello. Wow, that's an introduction.
Are you still with us?
I am still here.
I'm so happy that you're with us. And behind the scenes, we still have main man, Chris Shaw.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am right here.
And you have a song for us, Chris?
Yes, ma'am,
all
I
right,
do.
Let's
hear that song.
See, like I don't just see. It's the
the BC.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
We might run into a car or a Jeep.
We keep running.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
You know it's hard for us to play hide and seek.
We can't see you.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
I'm a pet, get it right, take a week, but we still.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
Yo, what's up, Slow Blindy? Hey, tap tap.
What, huh?
Tappity tap tap.
Come on,
Blindy. After this, we're gonna go push your beans at 12 o'clock. Just like you like it at the cafeteria.
I'm going
tell
in.
Them what's up.
Walking down the street. My white Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
I ain't got time to talk, gotta be listening. Gotta find your girl, run up on her like a brick wall. Come and test me, I don't need a crew, I got a guide dog.
Yes.
I got a guide dog. I hope you feel me.
Yes.
I got them laughing if I'm doing mobility.
Woo.
Oh yes, I hit the block.
Yes.
Oh yes, I hit the streets.
Street.
Without my guide dog, I bet the streets are hitting me.
Boom.
Now hold on, wait a minute.
Wait a
I bet my white Ken.
White
you
Ken.
Got a Cadillac.
Yep.
I walk up in the rain.
The rain.
Now please help me find the sidewalk, I'm in the lane. Keep on talking about me, I'ma put this game to your brain.
It's the blind crew walking down the street.
It's the BC.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
We might run into a car or a Jeep.
We keep running.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
You know it's hard for us to play hide and seek.
We can't see you.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
To find a pet, get it might take a week, but we still.
Walking down the street with my white Ken Griffey.
Yeah.
You like that rap, huh, Chris?
Yes. You just can't beat that.
Yeah, that's top of the line right there.
There you go.
Hey, folks, got to tell you something.
Got all kinds of music.
The BC crew.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. Palera, listen to me very carefully.
Yeah,
if you are visually impaired or blind,
speaking of navigating,
I want you to think about this for a minute. If you need somewhere to cross a street, in your community, it doesn't cost any money for you to pick up the phone, call. Who are you supposed to call? You know where to call? You're supposed to call your main place in
the local traffic engineer.
Well, wherever you are, if you're in Chicago or Philadelphia, you call the main place, wherever you are, ask for the traffic department.
Engineering department.
Engineering department. And tell them about the Polaris. Neptune, is that what it's called?
No, Michael.
What's it called? Navigator.
Palera Navigator.
Palera Navigator.
It's
the Navigator is one that helps you navigate across the street, and it tells you, is that right, Gary? It told you?
Absolutely.
It
goes beep, 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 and lets you know that you're coming up to it.
It has accessible pedestrian signal. The official name is Palera Navigator APS.
But they won't put it in unless you ask for it.
And it even tells you what street you're crossing, what direction you're going.
So you heard it firsthand, huh, Gary? That's
absolutely
really cool. Really?
So if you don't have one in your neighborhood, ask for it because it's only for you. Because the bottom line is they have to put it in if you ask for it, just so you know that. You got it?
Ask for the Palera Navigator APS.
Can I ask this question?
Sure.
What if you live in a neighborhood and there are no street lights, but you got stop signs and traffic is pretty moderate?
That's a good question.
Well, I mean, with that for travel, if it's stop signs and it's a low travel environment, using your orientation skills, your listening skills, and going either at an all quiet, as long as you know it's a stop sign controlled intersection where there's no vehicles coming towards you at all, or listening to the pattern if it's a four-way stop, and going with your parallel car.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a lot of training.
It is a lot of training. But I mean, once you get it down, it's all about repetition.
But if you're in a main city, there's no reason you don't have one because most of the big cities, Philadelphia, Chicago. Now it's Orlando and a lot of other cities, Boca Raton, West Palm Beach. Most people are listening to our show.
You just challenged me.
What?
I'm gonna try that this weekend.
What?
I'm gonna put on that blindfold that I have and go to the stop sign.
There's a lot and just, more involved
and try it
with
in
that.
Here.
Yeah, you better go to orientation mobility training first.
Yeah, don't cross
please,
without
Chris,
somebody with
back.
You.
We want
you
back
make a
next
good
Sunday.
Point because you do use your ears in traveling a lot. And if you were to just, I would be totally behind you. Put the blindfold on, go stand in the corner, put yourself in the corner. One street exactly next to you, one street exactly in front of you. And listen to traffic patterns. Because that's what I actually have my clients do a lot. I don't want them crossing the streets while we're still working on the techniques. without me. But what their homework is you stand in that corner, put yourself in the corner of the box, and start listening to that traffic and get the different directions down.
Okay.
Can we go to trivia?
Yeah, we'll go to trivia now.
Oh, trivia time. 407-894-1680.
I don't know about this trivia.
Trivia time. Okay. Who is singing this song? If you don't know, slap yourself in the head.
I would 407-894-1680.
Who is singing the song? And you're only going to have 4 minutes to call in. 407-894-1680.
Yeah, because then we go to break.
The phone should be ringing right now.
Right now.
It's so easy. I know it.
Even Gary knows
it. I know it. It's so easy.
And you can't call in, Gary.
I know it. Man, why? I gotta go home quick.
Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it. But you wanna be bad, just beat it. Beat it, beat it, beat it. No one wants to beat it, beat it. Show how funny strong is your fight. It doesn't matter who's broke up.
All right, that's it. If you're on the line, you'll get it. If you don't point calling in, because if you don't know it by now, you ain't never going to know it. And if you don't know it, you can sit on your sofa and say, who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. And you don't know music. That's all. If you don't know this, who's singing, you don't know music at all, ever. You must have been a planet Mars.
I think we were all at one point singing along.
That's our guest caller. She's not calling in for trivia.
So, what are we doing?
Okay.
Another recipe?
Well, actually, I wanted to tell you that Blindfold Games, you all know one of our advertisers, Blindfold Games, who designs audio game apps for the visually impaired, sighted children, teens, and adults. Well, listen to this. Blindfold
right
Games
now.
Is giving away a game to listeners of Blind and Beyond. So to get your coupon for this month's game, just send an email to marty@blindfoldgames.org.
It's free. Listen to the word. Right. It's free. You got it? It's free. But you have to pick up the phone.
Let me repeat the email.
Right, email.
Before
right.
we go to break. So to get your coupon for
you
the
free.
You have
to say Blind and Beyond.
Yes, just mention Blind and Beyond. And send an email to marty@blindfoldgames.org. That's it.
And they'll send you a free coupon game.
I think we might have a caller for trivia before we go to break. Okay.
Who's on the line?
It's our good friend, our beloved sister that we all love and adore. The most educated woman that you'll ever meet.
I know.
Here's
I know
the one and only Miss Sheila Young.
I knew it. I told you she was home dancing.
Were you dancing?
Absolutely. How in the world am I the only one that knows who that is?
Who knows? So what is it, girl?
Michael Jackson.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. You know what you just won?
I have no idea.
Gary's cooking class.
No, thank you.
You just won a $10 gift card to the fabulous, and I mean fabulous, Sonny's Barbecue.
Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I want to tell Catherine, thank you so much for Friday. She did an amazing job.
It was my pleasure.
She did, yep.
I loved it. It was a great event. Everybody did such a great job putting it together. So.
And I will tell you, Polara needs a little, our traffic engineering needs a little description of that intersection
that
right there.
That was a rough intersection.
Magnolia.
We couldn't
Anderson.
Find a crossing off of there without that kind of an intersection.
So, was Polara there?
Yes.
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 Yeah. It was a difficult crossing.
And we need a little assistance in that area. So.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. We got to go to break, and we're going to talk
and
to
keep
our
on going to Sonny's Barbecue because they got the best barbecue.
Bye-bye. Bye. Okay.
Let me tell you something. They got all you can eat.
We're going
ribs.
To break, Michael.
Yep.
See you on the other side of the break.
See you
on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living AIDS is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living AIDS is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living AIDS, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living AIDS is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living AIDS, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living AIDS on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living AIDS.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit Polara.com. That's Polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And listen, folks, Sonny's Barbecue. If you're in Orlando, if you're in the outskirts, if you're all around Florida, then you must know about Sonny's Barbecue.
Lip smacking good food.
It is good, folks. It is
your
really
claim
good.
Claim to fame, huh, Gary?
Catherine?
Yes, sir?
I want you, if you don't mind, introduce our next guest.
I don't mind. We have calling in today Melissa Baalbeck from Independent Living AIDS in Buffalo, New York. And I know we're talking about mobility and everything, but mobility covers anything, including any independent living skills. And so what are some of the independent living aids that you have for us?
Hey, Melissa.
Hi, Melissa.
Hello, Melissa.
Hello, who's that?
This is Gary. And I got to say, we are neighbors because I'm actually from Lockport, New York.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I can tell you about our trip down the Erie Canal last weekend, but we can do that offline.
And actually, have you heard of Newfane?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm basically down there, too. Country boy.
Lovely. It's a beautiful country, actually.
Thank
it's
you.
It's lovely up there.
So tell us about whatever
so,
you want to say.
I thought we were talking about KitchenAids, but we can
we
talk
are.
About
no,
mobility.
We're talking
what would
about,
you like to focus?
We're talking about both, KitchenAids and yep. mobility.
I did cooking classes today, so fill me in with the things that they need to do when I teach them how to cook, what to cook.
Well,
you got
since
stuff
I
for them.
Since I just finished dinner... And I'm still working on my wine here. I thought that we could maybe talk about kitchen because it's one of the things that we at Independent Living Aids feel is so important to help people stay independent. You need to be able to cook for yourself because you don't want to be going out to McDonald's every single night. It's just, it's not healthy for you. But you, so you really need to be able to cook independently and prepare things independently. And so a lot of the devices that we offer fall into a couple of different categories. They are either devices that help keep fingers separated from sharp knives and sharp objects, or they are devices that allow you just to cook something easily and healthily in a very limited amount of time. And so I can kind of talk about products in both of those different kinds of camps. We have products, for example, and one of the things that I will say about our products is that there are a lot of very sophisticated products out on the market, and they bring amazing independence into people's lives. But we can also go all the way back to the super basic to enable people to do things that a technology device may not. So, for example, we have these cut-resistant gloves so that if you put them on your hand, you put them on your holding hand, not the cutting hand, and so if the knife were to happen to slip, you wouldn't cut your finger. We have slicing devices, choppers and cutters, so that you can put your onion into a chopper and chop it up without necessarily chopping up your fingers, which we think is a really good idea. We have the lettuce knife, which is a plastic knife, but it's still a fairly sharp knife, but because it's plastic, you're less inclined or less likely to cut your finger with it. We have a finger guard that goes on your holding hand if you don't want to use the ambidextrous gloves, and it goes on your holding hand so that as you're chopping, again, if your knife were to slip, you would be less likely to injure yourself. So we have all sorts of products that keep your finger safe from sharp objects. There's also things like one of my favorites is a crock pot, a slow cooker, and there's nothing... adulterated about this, or we haven't changed it. We haven't put any tactile stickers on it, but it's just a slow cooker. All you do is you open a bunch of cans, you throw some meat in there, or not meat if you don't want to eat meat, and you turn it on, and 5 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours later, you have a healthy meal, and it can be a really easy and safe way to cook. One of the other products along those lines would be an induction cooktop. And without getting into the science of induction cooking, it is a type of a burner that can be used in with stainless steel pots. So it doesn't work with certain things like aluminum pots. Aluminum won't work, but stainless steel and cast iron will work. And the burner does not heat up and the pots don't heat up. So there is, and it's an individual standalone burner. So there is a whole lot less likelihood of burning your hands when you're cooking. And having burnt myself a lot, I think that's a great thing. We also kind of along those lines, and I should have had this on my oven when I did it, we have oven rack guards that go on your oven rack so that when you're reaching into your oven to grab something out of the oven and you don't have a long oven mitt on, you don't burn your forearm like I have done on multiple occasions. And so that's a great thing to do to protect your arms when you're cooking. There's other, you know, talking about pulling hot items out of the oven, there are our super oven gloves, which are really inexpensive, and you get two of them for $13, and you put them on your hands. They're like a mitt, so it's a five-fingered mitt, and you can grab any hot item with them. Or you can get ones that are a little fancier that have silicone on them, so they're a little grippier, and you can also grab things out that way. So as you can tell, one, we like to cook in our house, And so I really like to put these kinds of products on our website and in our catalog, because they're just so important for people to stay healthy and to stay independent. And if I've talked too much, you can stop me now.
I have one question. Do you have a talking temperature gauge?
We do. For meat, presumably?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, for testing your food?
Yes, yes.
We do. We have two. We have, and both of these are electronic, so they can't go in the oven and stay in the oven.
No.
You have to remove your meat or whatever it is from the oven and then put it in.
Yeah,
we have one that is just a probe and it talks.
Right.
And we have another one that is called the Maverick it's a probe that can go into the meat, and then the probe is attached to a wire that goes out of the oven, and then your talking digital display rests outside the oven. So actually, the probe can stay in there, and that also talks. So we have two different devices that are talking thermometers.
Good.
And actually, since we're on the topic of talking, I'll kind of whip through some of the different types of products that can be talking. We have talking kitchen scales. We have talking meat thermometers. We have talking timers. We have, they're not really talking, but they are audible liquid level indicators, so something that would hang over the edge of a cup and
I was just going to ask you about that. That's for, I use every day for my coffee.
Right, because you don't want to waste that precious coffee.
Well, yeah, and I don't want to burn my finger either.
You don't want to do that either. Especially, I mean, my coffee comes out of the coffee maker really hot.
And that's called...
So you don't want to be sticking your finger in there to decide if you're kind of getting up to the top.
And they're very inexpensive, and I just use it all the time. They call it LLI, Liquid Level Indicator. I recommend everybody get one of those.
Well,
and, you know, there's all sorts of kind of variations on a theme there. Some people like their 9-volt liquid level indicator. Some people like the ones that are a little smaller.
Oh, I got to tell you, they don't go well in the microwave. That thing will sing to you and sing to you and sing to you.
Nope. I would not recommend it.
No.
So what other audible products do you have, Melissa?
In the kitchen, I think that those are largely it in terms of the talking devices, the talking timers, the talking microwave. Of course, there is the
microwave. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We're actually in the process of coming up with a tactile microwave, but that, so kind of stay tuned to our website for that. We're gonna make our own tactile microwave.
Wow.
Catherine,
because admittedly, the talking microwave is kind of pricey.
It is, but it's worth every dime of it if you use it every day.
Yes.
It is. I highly recommend it.
Melissa, meet Catherine Bisek. She is an orientation mobility specialist at Lighthouse Central Florida.
And hi, Catherine.
Do you work in the cooking room also, Catherine, with the kids?
I do not. I have taken living skills classes at Western. I was thinking of going towards getting my vocational rehab therapist certification as well. And so I did take that class. And so, yeah, listening to what you're saying, a lot of it's coming back, and a lot of different techniques, too, that if you don't have the different aids yet, there are different techniques for, like, finding your rack, putting your hand at the very top outside part of the oven and slowly letting your hand come down until it finds the rack rather than going from the bottom up, things like that. So it's bringing back a lot of techniques that I learned in class and a lot of the tools that we used as well, like the liquid level indicators and the timers, the talking timers, everything.
I like the idea. In fact, I'm going to order. Melissa was talking about where your forearm, you know, how you reach in sometimes,
yeah,
and then
nice,
the metal.
Long ones.
That's a really good product.
Those are great whether you are blind or sighted.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've burnt my forearm a bunch of times.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I can also talk about mobility if you wanted to do that.
Absolutely.
Sure. Because what I would like to do, if we could, is there's two products that are coming out on the market, one of which is it's going to be back out shortly, and the other one is available right now, and it's about to come out with its second version, and they are electronic mobility devices, and as we always say, they're to be used in conjunction with a white cane or a guide dog.
Yes.
They are both designed to provide information about obstacles in your path that a cane is not going to necessarily detect. So anything that's kind of from waist high up. And the first device is called the Buzz Clip Mobility Guide. And just to kind of put it in perspective of other things, it is $249. Mm-hmm. And the Buzz Clip will clip on to your clothing, probably around neckline is often the best place to do it. And it will detect items within about a 6-foot radius, and it'll vibrate with different levels of intensity to let you know that you are approaching something not on the ground that might whack you in the head. And the nice thing about this device is that it just provides a secondary source of information about one's environment. And at a price relative to some of the other electronic mobility devices that are out there, at a price that's really quite reasonable as a secondary device.
Yeah, and I want to stress, if I may, they take training to get used to. It's not something that you can just clip on and boom, go. You have to learn how to use it in conjunction with the cane, learn to recognize what the different vibrations are talking about, and learn where your body has to be oriented to have it best work for you. But these are great additions too, especially because the cane covers 90%, but there is that 10% and above your waist, it doesn't cover above your waist.
Absolutely. So. I couldn't agree more. I mean, it's not a replacement for anything, and it's not a slam dunk type of an item. It does take getting used to.
Yeah, but it does give that extra information, as much information as you can get. That's a good thing.
And the other device that's new, the first beta version came out, and they have been making tweaks on it based on the feedback, is something called the Sunu Band. And if anyone was down at the NFB National Show in Orlando, we actually had the folks from Sunu in our booth with us, and they were demonstrating it. And this, I personally think, probably would take even a little more getting used to. It is a band that is worn on one's wrist, and it operates on the same principle of detecting obstacles in front of you. It's using ultrasonic technology. It's on your wrist, and presumably it's usually on the same wrist that one is holding one's cane in, but it's providing ultrasonic feedback on obstacles, again, that are sort of waist high and above. But what's interesting about the Sunu band is, I think for folks that are more on the tech side of products and are really kind of looking for that new tech product, this will have, they're developing an app that is going to work in conjunction with this band that will help you. It'll tell the time. It has some haptic feedback for time telling. It will have an RFID tracking device built into it. So for folks that want to take on that extra challenge and learning with an app related device, it will have that as well. You don't have to use the app or have an app or anything to do that, but I know that a lot of folks are always kind of looking for the new and the next, and I think this will be in that category.
Yeah, I'm always interested in seeing what the different mobility devices that they come out with. I always like to try to get a chance to try them whenever I can.
Well, thank you, Melissa. Why don't you tell everybody how to find Independent Living Aids and give you a call?
That would be lovely. Our 800 number is 1-800-537-2118, and we are open 9 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. You can reach us 24/7 on the web at independentliving.com, or you can always email us at catalog@independentliving.com.
And let me ask you a question, Melissa. This is,
yes,
Michael.
Sure.
Are you still giving away for folks to call up and say Blind and Beyond Radio Show about the free traveling clock?
Absolutely.
There you go, folks. So if you
we're happy to send that out. It's a talking travel clock, kind of folds in on itself so you don't hit the buttons when you throw it in your suitcase or your travel bag or whatever. Absolutely.
Very so good. All you have to say, you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show, and you get a free clock.
Yeah. Just say radio, and we'll give it to you.
There you go.
Okay. And there, and independentlivingaid.com is on our website, if you didn't catch the phone number. So thank you so much,
thank
Melissa.
You.
It was
thank
nice
you.
Thank you, Michael.
Talking
thank
to
you, Lynn.
You.
And welcome. Catherine, thank you as well.
Thank you so much.
Gary, bye-bye. You'll have to talk to Melissa off
yeah,
the air.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to you off the air sometime,
I'll
Melissa.
I'll tell you all about our trip down the Erie Canal.
Okay.
It was great.
All right,
care.
That's good.
Thanks bye-bye. For coming bye-bye. On board.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We got another trivia. We're coming back.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
What are audio game apps for the visually impaired and sighted? Check out blindfoldgames.org. If you always wanted to play card games such as solitaire, hearts, and spades, sports games such as bowling, air hockey, baseball, soccer, or pool, board games like Monopoly and checkers, TV games such as Jeopardy, Family Feud, and Deal or No Deal, casino games such as blackjack, roulette, and bingo, you need to check out blindfoldgames.org. More than 80 audio games for your iPhone or iPad. These audio games apps are accessible and designed to be enjoyed by visually impaired game lovers ages 7 to 70. Download Blindfold Games for free. Try them out. Upgrade starts only at $1. Discover the fun at blindfoldgames.org. Follow us on Twitter at Blindfold Games. And guess what? If you have an idea for a game, just email Marty at blindfoldgames.org.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I just want to say, I just had a little piece of Gary's, what's it called now? Sloppy Joe?
Barbecue Sloppy, Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe. It was delicious. I'll give you an A. I really will.
Thank you.
A.
Thank
walk
you.
Walk inside. It was delicious.
So we're going to play a little bit of, well, not a little bit. We're going to play another White Cane song. And then we're going to do trivia. And then Catherine's going to tell us a little bit about Guide Dog, since it's also.
And folks, if you want to call in,
Guide Dog Safety
407-894-1680. Right. 407-894-1680.
All right, let's move it along here. We're running out of time.
We'll be right back.
slowly.
Okay. So,
to Gary's trivia.
Yeah, this is Gary's trivia. This is his song. I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, and then Gary, what we? After
this is trivia time.
After they play your song, why don't you do the PSA?
For yeah,
them?
I will yeah. do that. Okay. For sure.
407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? I don't think anybody's going to get it. 407-894-1680.
And then we
have a
caller on the
line. This was the number one song. Listen to that song. That's my song to you.
Hey.
Really?
I got to say something about that song, too.
What? What are you going to say?
That song I remember so well back when I was a kid on an ice skating rink and watching the snow come out of the sky and see, this, I call them stars, coming at me through a light.
Aw,
but
that's nice, Gary.
That's what reminded me. And then I told Michael I want to play this. He says, oh, my gosh, no. Oh, oh, oh.
Nobody's going to get
he
it.
Says, he said, my brother, Barry, which was in R&B, music industry, met this girl and she was 16, had dinner with her.
Well, we had the song, not just met her.
Yeah,
it was
well,
our song.
Explain about the spaghetti dinner.
Well, my, they came to my brother's distributor, and we had the song in our distributorship, and they took her to Bandstand, American Bandstand with Dick Clark. And after the show, my brother said to this woman and his, and the kid, which was 16, said, we'd like to take you to our house for dinner rather than take you out to eat. And the woman said, that's very nice. Anyway, the woman, they were a couple, was Italian. The reason I'm saying it is because my sister-in-law made spaghetti for an Italian woman. And the only thing is, she left it on too long in the spaghetti. And everybody knows what happens if you leave spaghetti on too long.
Mm-hmm.
Came gross. And that's what she served, with spaghetti to an Italian woman.
That's funny.
So does anybody know this song? I'm not going to do it long.
Well,
407-894-1680.
While we're waiting,
yeah.
we have...
Thinking of food, we need a PSA here.
Yeah.
Thinking of food.
Take care of that.
And we got a Dine and Donate with the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind this coming Wednesday from 5 to 8 o'clock p.m. It's Dine and Donate at the Tijuana Flats.
Tell them where, Gary.
You got the address. You look it up while I talk.
No, I don't have
I don't
address.
Have the address.
It's in Orlando.
It's in Orlando. It's on Goldenrod
Drive.
And University.
Right.
And you get down there and ask anybody for Tijuana Flats. It's right in the little shopping center there.
Yeah,
can't miss it. And Osla Gunther will be playing. And our new co-host coming to the show, David Hildebrandt, is going to be playing and Osla's breaks. So
go.
We got our own entertainment. We have a good time. And come down and you can even get a raffle tickets to win some hot barbecue sauce. Right? No hot barbecues. Just sauces. Hot sauces there.
There you go.
So
okay. Well, thank
and
you.
See you
folks,
Wednesday.
We have
listen,
a caller
folks,
on the line,
if
Michael.
You want to, let's just say, go to this radio show when you want to look us up. If you want to, if you missed a show, if you missed any part of this show, it's all there since we started the show. Just go to Blind and Beyond. Don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Oh,
who's
my,
on the line, Lynn?
1 second. Gary, is that considered Winter Park over there?
Yes, that's
okay,
Winter Park.
So
yes.
It's 1955 Aloma Avenue?
Very good,
is that
yes.
the one?
Yes.
Okay, 1955.
Okay, who's on the line?
Oh, no, Sheila just corrected me.
Uh-oh.
7608 University Boulevard in Winter Park. So
very
there must
good.
Be more than one.
Thank you, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila. 7608 University
who's
Boulevard.
Who's on the line?
Okay, let's talk to Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
Robert!
From Valley Forge.
Good afternoon, folks.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Robert. What do you have to say for yourself, Robert?
I logged in a little late today, and I missed the first hour, so if you've talked about this, I apologize. I just installed a new app on my Android phone called Be My Eyes. It appears it's been out on the iPhone for a couple of years, but it just came over to us Android people. It is awesome, Michael. You start the app up, you log in with your email address and the password you pick, and it literally calls a sighted person.
They're volunteers. Volunteers, yeah.
And you talk to them, and you hold up stuff behind the back of your phone, and they can tell you what you got.
There you go.
But there's times where you're really frustrated or you got a cake mix and you're not quite sure what you're supposed to put in to make it or what to bake it at. And the people are so nice at the other end. They claim there's 45,000 visually impaired people using the app, and they got 500,000 volunteers to take the call and help you out.
That's what I read. Yep.
Yeah, I've actually got it on my phone. I've gotten a couple of calls from people.
Oh, you're a volunteer?
I'm a volunteer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
That's cool.
I figured I'd use it the next time I go take a walk around my town and just stop every now and again and call for help and say, what store am I standing in front of?
Hey, what could this help if the guy's so looking for a girlfriend and he's looking at a girl, say, what she look like?
Oh, God, no, I'd never do that.
It's a thought.
He has a girlfriend watching.
No, me.
Okay. I would never do that. That could go so bad, Gary. All right.
Well, thank you for
calling. Thank you, Robert.
We have more to talk about. You too. So, Catherine, yes, you and I were talking before that we really need to discuss the fact that today is also Guide Dog Safety Day,
yes,
officially.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you like to
I guess
tell?
The first things I want to point out, I mean, probably a lot of our listeners know the guide dog rules for the most part. Mm-hmm. But for me, my most important thing is I love to be able to educate people who don't know this information.
Right.
So just basic rules around a dog. You don't want to make eye contact with the guide dog, especially if they're in harness. And the harness is hard to miss. It's a big leather contraption with a giant handle off the rack. You don't want to make eye contact, call them. You basically just want to not acknowledge the dog is there while they're
working.
Don't feed them. And that's part of not acknowledging. You definitely don't want to feed them. And if you want to pet them, you have to talk to the handler. And if the handler says no, no means no, because they are working.
Right.
Their job is to be the eyes for their handler, and they have to be able to communicate back and forth all the time. The other thing that I really wanted to focus on is you don't have to freak out when a dog is taking their handler straight up to the street corner, straight up to stairs, straight up to a door. They're never going to run them off the street corner into the door or down the stairs, because their job is to take them right to that point where the handler can then take over, walk up or down the stairs, go in the door. So you never have to worry about that. And then the other biggest thing to talk about is the Americans with Disabilities Act and how service dogs are protected under that act and where they're allowed. Guide dogs, and we're focusing specifically on guide dogs today, but any service dog is allowed anywhere the public is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be in a hotel, in a restaurant, in a grocery store, in an Uber. I know that's been a hot topic in the past, and I think sometimes still remains as one. Yeah, in cabs. And
shelters.
Yeah, anywhere. Anywhere a service dog is allowed. The other thing I want to touch on is you're not allowed to ask, you know, if it's not obvious that the service dog is, it's not a service dog, if it's not obvious that they don't have a harness on, and they don't have to have a vest to be a service dog. There's no credentials. But you're not allowed to say, is that a service dog? You can't ask them that. There are two questions that you can ask if you're uncertain. And the first one is the dog a service animal required because of a disability? And the second is, what work or task has the dog been trained to perform? So you're not questioning directly, is that a service dog? You're specifically looking at the reasons that a dog is used as a service dog. And guide dogs are so important. So I really, really want to stress, when you see someone working with a guide dog, walking with a guide dog, talk to the handler. Absolutely. Ask the handler any question that you want. But don't interfere with the dog. Don't walk up to him and start petting and then say, can I pet your dog? That happens so much to my boss. I've seen it a lot as well. And just just don't get into the way of them working, because their work, they have to have that constant communication going back and forth between them.
Shouldn't be a distraction to them.
Yeah, you don't want
any,
to distract.
Anybody call for trivia?
No.
Okay, I'm going to give the answer then.
Yes, because we're going to go to break.
We're going to break. I'll give you the answer.
Yeah,
okay, we come back. Don't go away. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Do you realize that in only a few years, you will be able to vote? You should be concerned about the future of accessible voting and your participation in the voting process. Voting is every American's most basic and sacred right. Join the march because you have the right to vote independently and privately. VOTEC is looking to develop the next accessible voting system designed for all, regardless of disability. VOTEC values your opinion. Visit our website at www.votecdesignforall.com. Answer a brief survey about accessible voting. Join the march, voice your opinion, and help make history designing the next accessible voting system. Join the march today at VotecDesignedForAll.com. That's VotecDesignedForAll.com.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
What is a Polaris Navigator APS? As a pedestrian, crossing the street is extremely challenging. Polaris has designed an accessible pedestrian signal called Polaris Navigator APS that provides audible and vibrotactical cues for visual and hearing impaired pedestrians. Polaris Navigator APS is designed to make crosswalks at the intersection more accessible with built-in speakers at push button and raise tactile arrows on the vibration button. By giving signal information in multiple and alternative formats at the crosswalk, pedestrians are more likely to make better decisions about when to start crossing the street and what they should do once in the crosswalk. If a street sign has been stepped in Braille, you will find the name of the street you will be crossing stamped in Braille on the sign above the push button. Polaris urges you to advocate for your personal safety as a pedestrian by contacting your local traffic engineering department. These devices now come with Bluetooth technology, with plans for a pedestrian smartphone app to help locate accurate and get crossing information from your smartphone. For more exciting details, visit polara.com. That's polara.com.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And by the way, folks, since nobody called up, which I didn't think anybody would call up, in reference to the song that Gary chose.
I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Yeah, Nina Simone.
Nina Simone. It wasn't Nina Simone. This was a woman, a girl, 16 years old.
Yep.
She had one record that I know about. Might have been another one I never heard about. But one hit record was number one on the chart, number one. Her name was Kathy Young. And I
Sheila's sister.
Sister to Sheila Young.
Not really.
Kathy Young. Okay. Just kidding, Sheila.
All right. That's your
anyway,
trivia for the day.
That's the trivia. So nobody got it. And listen, folks. What do you want to say?
No, I want you to finish. I'm waiting for you to finish so I can tell what's coming on next week.
Okay, go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
So I would like to remind everybody next week is the fourth Sunday of the month. So I hope you join us at 6 p.m. for the kids show, Blind and Beyond Radio Show for Kids. And we will be having, in honor of the fact that October is National Bullying Prevention Month, we will have a young man who's 14 years old, and his name is Ian, and he's a blind judo student at the Blind Judo Foundation. Also, we will be having some students from the Alabama School for the Blind calling in. And then following that program will be our regular adult program. And listen to this. We have a new advertiser, and a young man named Faraj Al-Faraj will be calling in from the University in the United Arab Emirates to tell us all about Braille Eye, which is a new product that is portable. It's a portable pocket-sized device that converts text to Braille. So we really have quite a lineup next Sunday. So join us at 6 p.m. if you'd like to listen to the children. Nina is the host and Leo the co-host, and we'll have a lot
Nina's
of fun.
Nina's 10.
Right, Nina's 10 and Leo is 18.
Catherine?
Yes, sir.
I want to thank you so much
Absolutely.
For coming on board.
Thank you for
and
having
I want to
me.
Wish you
delight,
the best of luck. Catherine's moving to Virginia, folks.
Tell us
Virginia.
What you'll be doing.
I'll be doing orientation and mobility. I will still be an itinerant O&M, which is something that I love very much.
But you'll be working
much.
For the state of Virginia.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
wonderful. We really wish you a lot of luck, and we expect
Thank
you to call in.
Yes, I absolutely will.
I'm
Just
putting
let
you in
me
the
know.
Book.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
We wish you a lot of luck working for the state of Virginia.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Thank
Gary
you.
Sinclair.
Yes, sir. I got to tell you something, Michael.
The food was very good. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you.
Delicious.
I got to tell you something, Michael. I've been waiting all night to tell you this.
Uh-oh.
A guy went to a psychiatrist. He says, Doc, he says, I can't sleep. He says, all I dream about is wigwams and teepees. And the doc looked at him and says, it's okay. He says, you're too tense.
Oh. Get it? Wigwams and teepees, you're too tense. I got it.
Oh, God.
I do, Michael.
I got
what
it.
Do?
Really?
I don't you, think Chris liked it either.
You and I, Chris. That's it.
Well, what's going on in football, Chris? I know you're just dying to tell us something.
Oh, well, right now it's 3-0. The New York Giants versus the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
New York came down in the first series and scored a field goal. And right now Denver has the ball back. 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the first quarter. And Denver just... received the first down on the 30.
All right. And Lynn,
and
it's been real, Lynn.
Yeah,
really.
Well, this was a really great
show.
Just
want to tell you, I
guys.
Love you, and I really do. As a song from Kathy Young.
I love you too, Michael.
Oh, can I get a
All
hug?
Right.
Can
so
I
we,
get a hug?
Join us next week, everybody. It was a
How
great
a hug,
show.
Baby?
Get a room.
See you all next week.
Love you
bye
all.
Bye.
See you next week.
Love y'all.
Take care.
Be safe.
Yeah, see you next week. Take care, love. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.
Down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.